There's absolutely no greater feeling than restoration. There's no greater feeling than being able to express our heart of thanksgiving in that restoration. Welcome to Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, the daily podcast inspired by my action-driven devotional and guide to reading the Bible through in a year, alphabetically. I'm Anita Cordell, and each day we'll walk through the Bible, discovering how even books like Leviticus and Numbers speak to our daily lives. These short devotionals are here to cleanse our hearts and transform our perspectives. So grab your Bible, open your heart, and let's journey through the living water together. It's time to rinse, reflect, and repeat. Today's devotion is called Make the Call, and we are on day 120 of 365 days walking through the Bible alphabetically using my devotional. If you have not seen it yet, this is the devotional. The link is in the show notes. So if you are new to the podcast world of Anita Cordell, I am walking through the Bible alphabetically, which is a little different. And we are on the very last day of Hosea. So today's morning rinse is what I call it. So your morning rinse, where you rinse and cleanse your soul with the Word of God, and we're doing that every single day. So today's morning rinse is Hosea 13 and 14, and we're on April 30th. So that means that tomorrow we start a brand new month, a brand new book, and we are all done with the H's, and May starts with the book of Isaiah. So we'll be staying in the Old Testament, studying the book of Isaiah. So today's morning rinse is, of course, Hosea 13 and 14. And then the featured verse that I'm going to talk about today is Hosea 14, 4. I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. And as you saw, if you heard yesterday's morning rinse, I talked about how that the first part of the book of Hosea was really reminding all the readers, and Hosea talking about the disobedience of the Israelites. And then at the shift of yesterday's morning rinse, which was starting at about chapter 11, we start to read about the deep and wide love of God. And this continues all the way through to the end of Hosea. And so, you know, you hear that in the featured verse, I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. So as we close out another book and another month, Hosea helps us end with this beautiful call to salvation and the promise that God will turn his anger away. It is not too late for anyone, no matter what choices they have made, to repent and to return to God. It is not too late. No one is too far gone. There may be years and years and years of someone living on a path of sin, but God can restore them in a mere second notice, like the snap of a finger. All of it is wiped away. He longs and yearns for every sinner to receive his grace and mercy and to come to really know him. The nation of Israel is just a prime example of receiving his love through repentance. Yes, there were certainly people of this nation who were obedient. You know, through the midst of all of the disobedience of Israel, there were people who were walking a life of obedience. But oftentimes, the prophets of the Old Testament spent their entire lives preaching the message of God's love and longing for hearts to repent and focusing on those who were not serving God. This included the prophet Hosea. There's absolutely no greater feeling than restoration. There's no greater feeling than being able to express our heart of thanksgiving in that restoration. You know, the fruit of our lips, offering this up to him for forgiving us. That moment of restoration is ultimate. And no one is too far gone in their actions to have the opportunity to experience the arms of God. I just pause because sometimes we get discouraged if we have family members or friends or people who, you know, we've known for years and years and years, that are not living a life of godliness, or they're not living a life, you know, of pursuit of holiness. They're not living a life of maybe the way that they were even raised. And this is a reminder that no one is too far gone in their actions to have the opportunity to experience the arms of God. They can have this opportunity as well. No one is too far gone. So today's challenge to dig deeper is to ask yourself the question, do you know someone who needs to return to God through repentance? Do you know someone? Is there someone in your life that is not saved, has not turned their heart to choose to be a Christ follower? Your challenge today, and it's not even really a challenge, but I put it in there just as a reminder to pray for them. But not only pray for them, if you know them personally, this may be a challenge to some of you, but pick up the phone and call them. Ask them if they have any needs at all, and let them know that you are praying for them. And this is, you know, I've mentioned this in the past, you know, probably a week ago or something like that, how that, you know, we oftentimes say that we're going to pray for somebody, but then we get distracted and we really don't. And so ask them if they have any needs at all, and ask them, you know, if you can pray for them. In that conversation, ask them if they would like your prayer, and ask them if they would like to be saved. Would they like to turn their hearts to God? What a way to end the month of April with the opportunity to lead someone to Christ. Start with praying for them. Like, ask them if you can pray for them. Say a prayer for them. And then ask them, see how the conversation goes and see how the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you into that. Just be brave. And just as the title of my devotion for today is said, make the call, that's your challenge. Make the call. Make the call to the person who is being put on your heart today. Make the call. And in your evening reflection tonight, I don't know if you know this or not, but my devotional is the book that I published. And it also has a companion journal that goes with it. So every single day you'll get a challenge, you know, you'll get a devotion. And then part of that devotion is talking about things, and then you'll get a challenge every single day. And that challenge is going to ask you to do something, to pray for someone, to self-reflect, to go buy something. I mean, there's all kinds of different challenges throughout the year. And my goal is to have you guys write down the results of that challenge. So in your evening reflection, you pull out a journal. I made it easy for you because I have a journal that goes with this, but pull out that journal and write down in your journal, did you do this challenge? Did you make the call? And if you have not completed the call, go ahead and do it, and then write down the conversation, how it went. I know sometimes we get a little nervous, like, what are they going to think? What are they going to say? How will this relate, help my relationship with them? Like, what? And the reality of it is, I had Pastor Westlake, if you guys are listening to this and you know anything about the history of Kansas City, you know about Dr. George Westlake. He, you know, he built basically a church, a mega inner city church. And one of the things that he would always say is, you know, go ahead and call the person, go ahead and ask them, you know, why don't we do this? And a lot of times we are afraid of what they're going to say. So he always just squelches that fear immediately and says, where are you going to scare them to? Hell number two? And so he gives it in a perspective that, look, you know, you're not going to be effective if we don't open our mouth, basically. And so that's the challenge, and that's the reflection. So just make the call today. Whomever that is in your life, maybe there's somebody in your life that you've been hanging out with and you've never had a faith conversation. Well, today's your day. So I hope today inspired you. At the end of this month, at the end of April, I hope that it inspired you that, you know, there's been a lot of things that we've studied in this month of April. We, you know, Genesis is a big one where, you know, the rainbow of hope, and, you know, throughout the course of our walk through some of these books, you know, there's always this longing, you know, a current theme that is throughout a lot of these books that we read this month is that the fact that God yearns to be with us. And it's no different than the book of Hosea. God yearns to be with us. And it's time that we share that with other people. God yearns to be with us in a relationship with us. He yearns to connect with us. He yearns to have that time with us. And when we are in that relationship with him, he's not only going to keep us in that relationship, you know, and he longs for that, but he's also going to help us to grow. And, you know, we don't end our life, hopefully, with no emotional growth and no spiritual growth. He's going to help us grow. And that's what I love about this devotional that I wrote. It's helping us grow every single day, little by little by little by little, growing every single day. And by the end of this year, hopefully we will be so much stronger in our faith and in our walk with God. And that's what we want as Christ followers. And we want to bring people along on our journey, which is ending this month of April, ending the book of Hosea with that one featured verse, I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. And God obviously gets frustrated, you know, when we behave in certain ways, but he loves us so deeply and so widely that when we come to him in repentance, he's like, oh, really? Okay. What did you do? You know, come on, let's go walk on a journey together. So I hope that today inspired you to keep walking and to invite people to come on this journey with you. And if they don't have a devotional, this would be a perfect time to get one for them and gift it to them so that they can walk on this journey together. You don't have to wait until January. I say that all the time, or at least I say that people face to face. But you don't have to wait till January 1 to get this book. You can start it at any time at all. So tomorrow we're starting on the month of May, and we are starting on the book of Isaiah. So now is a perfect time to go ahead and start. And until tomorrow, keep rinsing, reflecting, and repeating. God bless you.